Blackies.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
Thanks to Black Sands Brewing. Here we are. I have been joined by the gorgeous Lerm from Garage Project to have a yarn about this range of things that I'm looking at that are beers.
Hello.
Also, they seem to be. How's it going?
Good. Got a few beers, all non-alcoholic, Dry July.
They look awesome. Yes, I'm doing Dry July because I could be classified as an alcoholic, the amount of units that I sink per week. So I thought, let me give Dry July a crack. I've never actually done it before. And here we are, the lovely sweeties at BFM have been like, you know what? You do need a break. So here we are, enjoying. Please, tell me what these are.
Well, we've got a beer for every occasion. We've got Lager with Lime, which, like, think Corona, but way better.
Awesome.
All made here in New Zealand. Fantastic. Got a real citrus twist to it. Then we have the Tiny Hazy IPA, which I feel like you can't drink a non-alc in New Zealand without knowing this. It's the best-selling in supermarkets. It's everywhere. It's orange. It's delicious. It's hop-forward. It's hazy. It's juicy. All of that fun stuff. And then we've got...
Hop-forward. That's awesome.
So, yeah. So how we make them taste like beers. Well, they actually are beers because they're brewed in such a way, unlike the mainstream brands that just filter alcohol out of them. We brew them in such a way where they just don't produce alcohol and... Yeah, they're delicious. They're brewed, they're still a beer, exactly the same thing, but there's no alcohol, so you can feel good about yourself. And then we've got another hop forward awesome one here, which is just the IPA, clear, standard IPA, not hazy. If hazy's not your thing, this is for you. Then we've got an XPA, which is an extra pale ale, which, yeah, a little bit lighter, really sessionable, delicious, fantastic. And then we have... Tiny stout, a day and night stout, which is non-alcoholic stout. So a dark beer. So this is malt forward, not hop forward.
Wow, there's so many layers of things to learn. Awesome. Because I was asking before off air, I was like, I recognize these, the like orange one. I feel like I've drank a million of those.
Orange one's been around for a long time. And then the green one came out.
Yeah.
And then this yellow one came out in our mix pack last year. And then the lager came out this summer.
Amazing. And you can get these in a mix pack.
You can That's get a so tiny genius. Mix pack that has a hazy, that has the XPA, and it has the IPA.
Yeah, awesome.
All under $20.
I'd love to... Under 20 wax!
Yeah.
Banging. I'd love to try one. Which one should I try first?
Maybe the Lager with Lime, because I would say that's probably a good starter. So, not too hectic on the palate. Very smooth.
Would you be having one?
Got one right here.
Cheers. Gorgeous can, gorgeous design. Here we go, trying the Lager with Lime, which is like a Corona, which came out this summer. Yeah, that's banging. It just tastes like beer. I'm being tricked.
It's because it is beer. It's got no alcohol.
True stories. Which one's your favourite then?
Which one's my favourite? I think because I'm from Waihi and I'm Waikato till I die kato, it has to be the lager. But I would say this IPA here is delicious. Because I don't know, working in craft beer, maybe I have a little bit of hazy fatigue, so the clear IPA is probably my...
Now, you're saying, when you describe hazy and clear IPA, what does that mean?
So this one is hazy.
Yeah.
Does that mean one is filtered. So the hazy IPA is unfiltered, which gives it that. And then obviously hazies are known for being, like, with the hops and stuff as well. They're a lot fruity and rah-dee-rah. So... Not Radi Ra, but
I love Radi
Ra. Radi Ra, but yeah, so like West Coast IPAs are known for being, they're like clear and they're crisp and they've got hard candy characteristics from the American hops. And then so when Hazy IPA started in New Haven, and that is meaning it was unfiltered and they did it. And then the first Hazy IPA would have been in New Zealand, so that would have been late O's of the 2000s, so it's a relatively new thing, the hazy.
I see.
And then the first commercial hazy, which some people might disagree with, was by us, and it was called Party and Bullshit, which was an East Coast anthem, an ode to the East Coast.
Yes.
And that was a lovely I think when it was first brewed, it was 6.2%. So jeez. Now we've got a 0% hazy.
Wow, I just got the download, the full historic download. Thank you so much. Because I just would go up to a bar and be like, I'll have a lager, or I'll have a hazy, or I'll have a pale ale. I really don't have any understanding of what I'm asking for. But thank you, I feel like.
Yeah, Nick, well, I didn't really know, but since being working for Garage Project, I've definitely learned a few more things.
Yeah, banging. I mean, that's awesome. Slow. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
And drinking these with me. I need Molly to come in and put some syrup in mine, because I would like to try it with syrup. Is that a thing, or is that an absolute thing?
So beer cocktails are actually on the rise. We just did a beer festival called Brew of Islands up north in the weekend, which is cool. Yeah. There's a beer festival up there, which is awesome, and we did some beer cocktails up there. I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what ones they were, but it is becoming more a thing. Yeah. I think in New Zealand we're still...
conservative.
We're still not too sure about making cocktails with our beers. People get a little bit scared, but hey guys, definitely try them. They're yum, they're delicious. Give it a crack.
Yeah.
I recommend, maybe try this next. Okay. Don't put any syrup with this.
I'm not a Guinness girl.
Yeah, you might not be a fan, but
I'm trying.
We're here to try new things. That's the...
Cheers, listeners.
I did try. I put some of the lager with lime out of the studio. And with the syrup?
Oh, shit! That's strong. I could only imagine what that act with alcohol tastes like. That was very strong. But you know,
it means we've done a good job.
Yeah, it's giving... I mean, it's very flavorful. Do you want to try some more?
Yeah, I'll have a little...
Whoa. That sniff
it. That's a stout.
Stout.
It tastes like coffee.
Yeah,
yeah. Like some stouts do have coffee flavors.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get that in there.
Wow.
It's like a
but it is more like in style. So rather than like the IPAs and stuff, right? They're very hop forward, but a stout is more malt forward.
Mm. Hop is a berry, is it? No.
Hop is. I should know this. I have a Cicerone certificate. A hop is like it grow. Oh.
Is it a flower?
I should know this.
It's okay.
Like we grow a lot of our hops in Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have dedicated hop farms, and they're kind of like a comb, and then you like usually, so that's why you see fresh hops, and then at the certain, so they're harvested in May, and then you'll get your fresh hops, and then they're put into like a comb, like a pallet for later in the year, and then you can use them all year round.
Yes, that's right. Black Sands Brewery explained this entire thing to me, and I was like, duh.
Usually I'll be sweet with that, but it's after 5, my brain's gone a little bit hazy.
Don't even worry, just pun like intended.
Yeah, it's the beers, it's the non-alcoholic beers.
It's okay. You're off the clock, man. It's no stress. So, yeah. I mean, look, if you're doing Dry July and you're like, I would like a beer, you absolutely should go out and get this multi-pack, which all the colours are also really fab, just on a design thing. Big fan. Mm.
They're a good time.
And which one should I mix with the...
Okay, so this is the... That's a hibiscus syrup. I put the lager with lime in it, and it's got cinnamon and cardamom in it as well.
Yes, do you already put the beer in?
No, I'm putting the beer in. So if you want to try, it's going to be real sweet by itself.
I love this because I love hibiscus. Anyway, slow. Shall we cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers. Where's yours, Molly?
Oh, it's out.
So we've mixed some hibiscus syrup that Molly made at home. Shout out to you. With the lager with lime, and I'm going to try it right now. That sounded so crazy. That's delicious.
It's mean, right?
Yeah, it is like a little mocktail.
Yeah. It's like still super flavorful. I think it's nice having something kind of herby.
Yeah, cinnamony.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep drinking that. Well, thanks. Awesome. Lamb, yes. Do you have any requests? Any musical requests I could play for you?
Oh, something fast?
Fast, yes.
Yep. Something fast, maybe? It wouldn't be on brand without something fast.
No, we want something fast. Should we do some sort of Shirelle business?
Do you like yes, I do like Shirelle.
Awesome.
I was going to suggest some Jungle, so...
Oh, look, we're on the same
page. We're on the same page.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And I really do think that I will be drinking a lot of these this month, which...
Well, you know what we've left some here for you.
Thank you. I need to set up this funny little song. All right, I'll play some... I'll do a fast one and then I'll do another fast one. How about that?
Sounds fantastic.
Thank you. If you just tapped in, this is the BFM. This is the Rapale Thursday Drive Show on BFM. I feel like I'm drunk even though I've not even been drinking alcohol. It's giving non-alcoholic, but yes, keep it locked to the drive. Thank you.
to turn the page, but I'm still holding on to the thought of.
Do you remember them time when we are go dance? Step out the road, everything five star. We not take this where you feel like star. If me rise up this, yo, everything gone. Them fi know we are danga gone. When a bad song play, push up your light on. Them fi know we are danga gone. When a bad song play, push up your light on. Me a go charge up. Pretty girl a bubble on the dance floor. One step to me like, tell me where you after. Ramping shop, me and you fi hold a corner. She say what you want, me say love is my answer. Me and you fi muggle for the camera. All paparazzi fi pull up on the corner. Party a shot and big things are going on. 1G9 in a harder.
I don't wanna play your game. No, it always ends the same. Fresh and available in my culture. I don't wanna say your name. No, I need to turn the page. But I'm still holding on. Tell me everything's alright. Don't you remember? Don't you?
Do you remember them time when we a go a dance? Step out a road, everything five star. We not take this where you feel like star. If me rise up this, yo, everything gone. Them fi know we a danga gone. When a bad song play, push up your light on. Them fi know we a danga gone. When a bad song play, push up your light on. Me a go.
That was Cocktail Corner, thanks to Black Sands Brewing.